There's something you should know about taqiyya. Ain't it funny how some of the most beautiful and logical parts of the noble religion of Islam are sometimes distorted and used to provoke Muslims? Like taqiyya, it's such a logical thing. If someone's going to kill you, unless you denounce Islam, then you are allowed to say, "I don't believe in Islam," in order to save your life. Some Muslims being pushed up against the wall find themselves going to one extreme or the other. Some find themselves denying taqiyya completely, and others find themselves simply, staying quiet. There is no part of our religion which we should be ashamed of. It is all divine and perfect. It's just that some people don't understand. So let's all just calm down and here are 10 questions about the beautiful Islamic concept of taqiyya. What is taqiyya? Taqiyya literally means to safeguard, to defend, or to fear, because it saves one from the displeasure of Allah. In Islamic terminology, it means to save one's life, honor, or property by hiding or concealing one's belief or religion. Why is taqiyya so important? Because life is precious. That's why in the religion of Islam, generally speaking, if a prescribed ruling is going to endanger or threaten your life, it becomes a religious obligation upon you to abandon the first ruling and safeguard your life. For example, the primary ruling in Islam is that animals which die of their own accord, blood and swine are haram, prohibited. But if your life is in danger and you are going to die unless you eat, then you must eat! And the Holy Quran states, "He has only forbidden you the dead animals, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. But whoever is forced by necessity, neither desiring it nor transgressing its limit, there is no sin upon him. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful." Isn't taqiyya hypocrisy? Not at all. In fact, taqiyya is the exact opposite of hypocrisy. See, hypocrisy is pretending to be something good in order to win the favor of people. Taqiyya is pretending to be something bad in order to win the favor of Allah. In hypocrisy, you pretend to have faith when in reality, you have no faith in your heart. In taqiyya, you pretend to have no faith while your heart is full of faith. Is taqiyya being cunning? Well, no. And yes. Taqiyya is about concealing all or part of one's faith for a greater objective. For example, safeguarding one's life. Do you remember when Musa goes to the Pharaoh in the Quran and Musa had very little support? But somebody among the Pharaoh's people spoke out in favor of Musa? And the Holy Quran says, "A believer, a man from among the people of Pharaoh who had concealed his faith, said, 'Will ye slay a man because he says, my Lord is Allah?'" Had this person openly proclaimed that he was a follower of Musa and that he was a believer, he would have been killed. But by concealing his faith and being amongst the ranks of the Pharaoh, this person was able to carry out a far greater duty, protecting a great prophet of Allah. The Holy Quran is showing us that we should be brave, upright, and outspoken, but at the same time, be clever about it. Why does taqiyya exist in Islam? Because taqiyya is logical and natural. There are situations where a person may be endangered because of their beliefs. In such a situation, a human being is naturally inclined not to tell the truth in order to safeguard him or herself. And Islam has made it clear that such a natural inclination is not a bad or evil thing. Islam is an all-encompassing way of life. Everything that you can do and you can't do is right here in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, there are times in life where you have to speak the truth boldly and bravely, without holding back. And the Holy Quran says, "Therefore, proclaim openly the message of Allah, that which you are commanded, and turn away from the polytheists." This is precisely what Bilal, one of the great companions of the Holy Prophet, did. He refused to give in to the demands of the oppressors, who tortured him and tried to get him to accept their false idols. At this point, it was vital for some of the Muslims to defiantly and openly proclaim their resistance against the false idols of the oppressors. And there are other examples of companions of the Holy Prophet who proclaimed their stances openly, even if it led to their torture and even their death. These are incredibly noble and commendable stances in the eyes of Islam. However, there are also times where you have to not say the truth because there is something bigger at stake.
That's why Ayatollah Makarem explains that it is true that at times man is prepared to sacrifice his dear life for the sake of lofty goals, safeguarding honor, supporting the truth, and exterminating falsehood. But can any sane and intellectual person permit man to endanger his life for an unimportant cause and objective?
People have lost their lives for stupid things!
Islam wants us to safeguard our lives for the things that matter most.
The Islamic concept of taqiyya teaches us to be calculated and tactical about the decisions we make.
Ayatollah Makarem highlights that taqiyya can be viewed as a calculated tactic for protecting the forces and preventing useless loss of believers for the sake of issues that are inconsequential.
When can you do taqiyya?
Well, when one is forced to choose between two damaging alternatives. Like, do you want to eat a dead, rotting corpse, or do you want to die of starvation? Will you tell a lie to safeguard your life, or these guys are going to drop a boulder on you? Did the companions do taqiyya?
Yes! And the story of Ammar ibn Yasir is one of the greatest examples.
The Quraysh brutally martyred his parents just because of their faith. These were the first martyrs of Islam. When his parents had been killed, Ammar pretended to renounce his faith and thus saved his life.
Ammar came to the Holy Prophet weeping bitterly because of the words of disbelief that he was forced to utter in order to save himself from the clutches of the enemies.
The Holy Prophet assured Ammar, told him not to worry, and even told him to repeat those words of disbelief if the enemies found him again.
Thus does Allah state in the Holy Quran,
"Whoever disbelieves in Allah after his belief, except for one who is forced to renounce his religion while his heart is secure in faith, but those who willingly open their breasts to disbelief, upon them is a wrath from Allah, and for them is a great punishment."
Furthermore, we know that the Holy Prophet kept his mission a secret for 3 years.
After gathering supporters and making Islam known to the masses, when the Holy Prophet and the Muslims immigrated to Medina, they made a peace treaty with the pagan Meccans of Hudaybiyah.
A lot of the Muslims were displeased with the peace treaty. They wanted to fight against the oppressive Meccans, thinking that everyone in Mecca is a disbeliever and an oppressor.
But Allah revealed the verse of the Holy Quran which highlighted that actually, many of the Meccans were in reality believers in their heart, and that a war with Mecca would lead to their death.
Meaning that there were believers inside Mecca who were concealing their faith out of fear of the pagan authorities and the oppressive society.
If any one of them was asked, "Do you believe in Allah and the Prophet?" they would have said,
"No way, man, I love me some idols."
But in their hearts, they had faith. And the Quran refers to these people who concealed their faith as believers.
So lying is okay in Islam?
God no!
Indeed, lying is a sin, just like eating the flesh of swine is a sin. But if you are compelled
and your life is threatened, or the lives of others, if you are endangered,
it's no longer considered a sin to eat the flesh of swine or to lie.
The Holy Prophet says, "Swear falsely by Allah, but save your Muslim brothers from unjust murder."
A sin is something that somebody does out of their own free will and choice.
How can somebody be punished for a sin when they had no choice?
If taqiyya is so important, why didn't Imam Hussein save his own life?
Because if there is a likelihood that one's taqiyya will destroy the faith of others, then taqiyya becomes forbidden.
Ayatollah Makarem explains that undoubtedly there are instances when practicing taqiyya is prohibited. This is when taqiyya, instead of serving to protect the forces, leads to their destruction or imperils the religion or brings about a great evil. In such cases, taqiyya ought to be disregarded and the consequences, whatever they might be, must be tackled head on.
That's why if we are ever given a choice between saving our own selves and saving the religion of Islam, we must choose Islam.
And that's precisely what Imam Hussein did. Had he not risen against Yazid, the tyrant of his time, then Islam itself would have become diluted, dissolved, and destroyed.
kid.
Well, this all seems logical. What's all the fuss about?
Well, some Takfiri-type people are trying to show that Shi'as are using the concept of taqiyya to lie about their beliefs.
No matter what Shi'as say, they are lying, so don't listen to them.
Which really puts us in an awkward situation. How is a sincere Shi'a Muslim supposed to say anything at all if whatever he says is going to be treated with suspicion?
It's kind of childish, really.
Well, firstly, my life, property, and honor are in no way in danger, so why would I lie?
And secondly, Shi'a books are available in multiple languages in almost every country in the world.
Our Quran is the same Quran that every Muslim has access to.
Everything is right there, plain and clear for everyone to see. So let's stop being childish about this, shall we?
Quick recap!
Taqiyya means to conceal one's own faith in order to safeguard one's life, property, or honor. It is a natural and logical part of life which can be proven through the Quran and the Ahadith. The companions of the Prophet did taqiyya in various situations.
Islam holds life sacred, and we need to know what to prioritize in any given situation.
Taqiyya teaches us what to sacrifice and when to do it.
Taqiyya is all about being brave, upright, and outspoken, but at the same time,
to be clever about it.
Lying is a great sin.
One should never lie, just as one should never commit any sin.
But there are situations where one is forced to do these terrible things in order to save themselves from something worse.
Taqiyya is the opposite of hypocrisy.
One is being bad on the outside while being good on the inside, and the other is being good on the outside while being rotten to the core on the inside.
When the religion of Islam is in danger or the faith of people is threatened, it becomes haram and forbidden to do taqiyya.
My life is not important. Islam is what matters.
You do realize we don't really promote our content. It's up to you, amazing people, to share it with whoever you think might benefit from it.